Hello and welcome to the Senior Spotlight. The Senior Spotlight today is on Sherrard High School graduating senior Macy DeBlock. And the Spotlight is brought to you by State Representative Dan Swanson.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. Our Senior Spotlight series rolls on. We're talking with Sherrard High School senior and class of 2025 graduate Macy DeBlock. Macy, hello. Appreciate you taking some time to talk with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so we'll start by looking at your time at Sherrard kind of retrospectively, I guess, as starting to wind down your high school career, of course. Do you have any, like, favorite memory or memories that stick out during your 4 years at Sherrard High School?
I would say my favorite memories were always through, like, volleyball throughout every year of school, especially my senior year. Our team network was great, and it was overall just a great season.
Okay, so you spoke about athletics there. I know a two-sport athlete here in your senior year. You mentioned volleyball on the softball team as well. So speaking about, you know, your time growing up around interscholastic athletics and playing sports, what type of role have athletics played for you and your participation in them as kind of growing as a person and maturing through your time as a student?
Yeah, they played a big role. Being a part of a team is always super fun because you get to make, like, great connections with your players and your coaches, and it's just a good feeling being a part of a team. And through volleyball, there's just great friendships that can be made. And I played softball when I was younger, but I've never played it, like, since, like, fourth grade. So I just figured I would go out senior year just to be with my friends and have a good time.
All right, so speaking about some more extracurriculars you're involved in, you told me off the air, National Honor Society involved in the school senate at Sherrard as well, and then a 4-H kid too. So can you walk us through kind of each group that you're a part of there and maybe what interested you in wanting to be a part and participating?
Yeah, so for National Honor Society, it's always good to be involved with your community, and that is a great way to volunteer. For the all-school senate and class senates, it's just a great way to help out your school. We do a lot for school, like homecoming dances and proms, so it's always good to have an impact on what's going on around you. And for 4-H, I grew up on a farm, so showing market lambs was just something that always had me interested. So I've done that since I was about 8, and I've just stuck with it.
Okay, so on top of all of that, obviously, still a student at the school too, right? So in terms of, like, coursework, classes specifically, or maybe a subject that you really enjoyed learning about, do you have a favorite or two as you start to wind down your time at Sherrard?
Yeah, I would definitely say that my junior year, I, like, didn't really know what I wanted to do with my future, but I took an anatomy class, and, like, that's what really sparked my interest in going into physical therapy. Because, like, just like the human body just, like, really interested me. So I would say that class was probably my favorite throughout my high school career.
And then just through your time growing up in the Sherrard School District, anything that you think it makes Sherrard special or that you've really enjoyed as your time being a student in the Sherrard District?
I would say that, like, the community as a whole, like, plays a really big role in Sherrard, like, we have so many supporters outside of just, like, the classroom. So it makes it feel like you're going to school, but yet the whole community does support you. So I think that, like, makes the experience a lot better here at Sherrard.
All right. So walk us through what your future plans are post high school graduation. So, like, what's the future hold for Macy DeBlock next year?
Yeah. So after I graduate, I plan to attend the University of Iowa in the fall, and I'm going to be majoring in physical therapy. And then after I complete those 4 years, I'll go on through, like, another program to get my degree.
And just the last question I have for you, wanting to get into physical therapy, I said, so what got you interested in wanting to look at that as a career path?
So, like I said before, the anatomy class really sparked my interest. And then I did break my leg, like, a year and a half ago. And so I went through a lot of physical therapy trying to get back for the volleyball season. And my physical therapist really impacted me, and she really sparked my interest on wanting to go in that career.
All right, that's Sherrard senior and class of 2025 grad Macy DeBlock joining us today on the WRMJ Senior Spotlight. Macy, appreciate the time again, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.